I thought the performance was good. I thought we were effective within the performance. Their keeper's been called into action on a number of occasions. We wanted to get the ball forward quickly. We wanted to affect their back four. I thought we did that very well. I thought Barnsley and Ingsy were sharp today and worked their back four relentlessly and worked the keeper at times relentlessly. You know, so good signs to come here and give it that type of performance. But you go away with nothing, and that's sometimes what the Premier League is.
The frustration, as you say, Hugo Lloris in the second half, I think he made three saves from Danny Ings and then one right at the end. So you caught him on a good day.
Well, no, he's a fine keeper, make no mistake. They've got some high-quality players here, that's for sure. And, you know, people were scratching their heads early season with their up-and-down form. They're getting it together again a little bit, which we knew would be a challenge in itself. But, you know, the reaction of our players to everything that happens in the game is fantastic. You know, the will and demand of the players to keep going and to try and win a game was on show again today, and I think that will serve us well over the season.
And a word about your goal. That was some strike, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic. Barnes having a good run in the side. He's playing well as being effective, and he's nicking goals, which is always a winner for strikers. And like I say, it's a strange one today. You know, I'm not disappointed in the performance at all. In fact, I'm pleased with a lot of the performance and the growth in the side mentally, because it's a different thing coming to these grounds. You know, with the expectation here, the grandeur of the stadiums, the players you're playing against, I thought the players are handling that better and better with the way they're playing.
Is a lot of it the mental side now, and your side now believing that they can come to places like this and get something?
To be honest, there's not been any lack of belief. I said it at the beginning of the season. You know, a lot was made of us not winning a 10. I said it every week. There was no lack of belief. You know, you need a scratch of luck as well. Well, you need a scratch of luck. You need quality, and we've improved with that. You need a better understanding of the tactical and the technical side of the Premier League, which we've improved with. And also, you do need a scratch of luck now and again. You know, and we maybe didn't have that today. You know, I thought the decision for the handball was a soft one at best. So that's a scratch of luck that goes in their favour. Quick free kick, lad offside, he leaves it. We all know the debate on that. And then they get a goal from that, you know, and they can be the scratch of luck, the twist that happened in a game that can win you it, as it did for them today.
Yeah, and as we come up to Christmas, how would you assess where you are, where your team is at?
I think we've done well. I think there's more to come. I think we've improved. I think there's growth in the side. I think there's belief in the side. There's certainly energy. There's no shortage of that. An organisation. It's where we can go from here. But we'll be making it quite clear to everyone. We're ready to play, and we were again today. Thanks.
Thank you. Tommy, thank you very much.
Speaks volumes, doesn't it, that you leave here disappointed with the result?
Yeah, I mean that is the growth I talk about, you know, and the honesty, the endeavour, and the quality of the players at times has been on show, and you know we are looking like a side that can deliver. We have done, of course, but we are looking like that every week now, and that's a great marker. You know, there is a belief, and as you suggest, a tinge of disappointment. You know, we're not crying it in, by the way. They're a good side and they had some chances, but we had plenty of chance. For an away side today at a club like this, we had a lot of chances today. So, it's good signs again.
Yeah, you talked to us about markers in games. Yet again, the way your players respond within a football match, for example, here at White Hart Lane, must please you enormously.
Well, one of our signs, no disappointments. It's happened, it's gone. You know, we clear our minds, we move forward. And yet again, as you're suggesting, I thought that was excellent today. The response to their goal, the response to the game in general. You know, they go 2-1 up, there was no disappointments. You saw the way the players come out second half, the demand of the second half, the way the players relentlessly were going about their business. We were tagging ourselves out last year. It's there again for all to see today. You could sense the nervousness in the crowd here the longer the game went on. We were getting further and further up the pitch around their box. And we've made the keeper work. Ings has made the keeper work certainly three times that I can think of. And then right at the death, Roscoe whips someone and the kid makes a great save. So, like I said, we've got to be an effective side. You know, we don't think we're going to roll it around, as I suggest, every week. We didn't try and do that today. That's the difference. Our game plan was to affect their back four. We felt we could get after them, and we did today. And it was so nearly very effective for us.